Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. We are finally back from the NRB and wanted to just get out there and let you know what a great time we had. I don't know if you buy your computer. Of course, you buy your computer if you're listening to us. But if you've been able to go to our archives, we have all the shows for the NRB located on our Midwatch archives. It's actually in a folder that says 2012 Celebrities. It's going to be changed to 2012 NRB. Interviews, and we're in the process of getting that done. But just to let you know, we had a great time there. Had an awesome time. God did some great things. Let me give you my address before we get started. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And my email address is david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. You can give us a call. Our 800 number is 888-642-4767. 888-642-4767. If you'd like to call the DJ booth, we're going to have that open in just a little bit. 281-973-2134. 281-973-2134. We'd love to hear from you. Talk to us about how the show's running and how you've been enjoying it. We did some great interviews. God opened some great doors. So many things that I'm still catching up with. I'm actually first day back at the station. I've been so busy last week after the NRB. We had about maybe a few days after the NRB. Friday, Thursday got back. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So really not that much time. I've just edited 27 interviews all the way from Phil Kagi to Miss America 2011, Miss Teresa Scanlon, and Julie Elias, one of the great worship leaders and a great-hearted woman of God. We had her on the show as well. We had Jason Bear, another great worship leader, another great man of God, a great youth worker. And for years, he's been working the youth and doing that. And now he's excited about being out there and doing the work of the Lord, having his first album. And one thing we covered between Jason and I, we kind of connected. And what we connected on was that, you know, you may be later in your life, not early in your life, like in your 20s when you went to do something. But now that you're in your 30s, 40s, and you're actually walking in the things that you felt that God called you to do, it is interesting that he is actually saying that, you know, it's just wild that this can happen. Now, I can relate to that, that he said, hey, I just cut my first album. I just put that together. I just put this ministry together. And the reason I did that now versus years ago, it just amazes me what God does. Because I wanted to do this when I was younger. And I said, you know what? Everything I'm doing, I'm doing because God wants me to do it, first of all. Amen. But because my heart has never given up on those dreams. Amen. My heart has never given up on the ideas. My heart has never given up on wanting to see more. I just got off the phone with a good friend of mine, Michelle. Her and her husband, Michael and Michelle. Michael and Michelle, that just kind of fits together, don't it? Well, they were great hosts to me while I was out there at the NRB. That woman can cook and Michael can eat. So can I. Meaning we're chowing down about the same. It wasn't no big deal, but they're a great host, and they have a foundation called Dream, Hope, and Love for Young Women, and we're going to talk. We'll do a show on that one day, but it's the same thing. We want dreams. We want hope. We want love in our lives, and when she said that, just the title of the foundation that we're working on our website for them, and I just knew in my heart, you know, that's a topic in itself, and we got to have her back, and she's a great interviewer, but she's also a great guest, and we're going to have her eventually on the show with us. And see what happens with God and what God does with us. But we're excited because we know that God had a purpose for our visit. Praise God. He had a purpose for our visit. And one of the things was that he knew that we needed to start making relationships. Amen. Start making friendships. You know, we're not going to go as far as we want to go if we keep ourselves all bottled up. Amen. If we keep ourselves all alone. If we just leave a website up and never do anything. we're not going to do much. You know, a lot of people have made some comments here and there about, hey, you have so many websites. You know what? Beyond the websites, I do so many things. You know, a fortune cookie the other day kind of just gave me this great one-topic sermon, which I'm going to preach one day. It's in my Evernotes. So if you haven't used Evernotes, I recommend it. It kind of holds all your thoughts, all your ideas that you have. And I put sermon ideas in this thing. And when I put them in there, I don't even know if it's in there. Well, if it isn't, I'm gonna put it in right now. But when we go to the next interview part, I'm going to put it in. And let me see any all notes. We'll see that. And what it is, it's not in there. And, Anyway, it says, the person that does the most dreams the most. Now, come on. Can you not just get excited about that? Let's say it one more time. The person that does the most dreams the most. Is that not true? Is that not real? Can that not really happen? I'm saying yes, absolutely in my life. If you do the most, you're going to dream the most. Why? Because you want more. I want more in life. One of my favorite sermons from Pastor Mark is that I want more. And if you go to the sermon channel, you can see Pastor Mark on there. And you will see that he has a beautiful, beautiful, Mark Fields has a beautiful sermon on that. And if you go to Mark Fields on the first page, you'll see his picture, young guy there, but awesome, fiery power of God. This man is strong in the faith and very strong just in life itself. And I'm excited because I want more. And when I listened to this and I talked to these artists, it was a great kickoff just at the beginning of the week before we even got to the NRB to talk to Marilyn Hickey and to speak with her and to put that kind of interview, that solid interview on our station. Awesome. And then to have the opportunity to talk to John Schlitt from Petra, Phil Kagi. And then you throw in Miss America 2011, Miss Teresa Scanlon, Calvin Jones. And then you throw in Miss Julie Elias, which I think is very beautiful, very tall, very good-hearted. I was talking to my pastor earlier and said that this woman had a good heart, that all she wants to do is see the worship in people's lives and see the worship and help churches build their worship. And God has opened doors for her to actually have her own album and to do her own things. These are three of the interviews I'm going to try and throw on today for you. I hope you enjoy them. But just talking about the event, we came back with about 9 hours of interviews. Maybe 10 hours, 12 hours. I may have shorted myself. I think I had 27 interviews of 15 minutes each. So if you do the math, 27 times 15 minutes is however long it is. And it was divine. It was divine. It was one of probably the best times we had in an event. We're excited because it opened up more doors. We're going to be going to the NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters. Now, we just came back from the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters. Now, National Religious Broadcasters is this. It is basically all the TV and radio and Christian TV, Christian magazines, those kind of things all lumped into one thing. Now, most of the TV wasn't there. Of course, it was mainly radio. And that's fine. We're in Nashville where radio is king. But what I want to do is I go to the one where the TVs are at, and that's going to be in Las Vegas. And I was able to get a pass to go in, and I'm going to be out there. Hopefully I'll be out there come up this April. April 16th is when the actual conference is, and we're going to see if we can get out there. We believe God that we're going to be able to get out there, but that opened up that door. And then we also had five new shows coming to our station. One of them, The Brinkmans, it's a kids' show. It's going to be on Saturdays. We have June Hunt, who has two shows. One is a Christian teaching show, which is a teach and teach the topic for 30 minutes for 5 days for the week, or maybe even go 2 weeks. It comes on every single day for 30 minutes. And then we have her two-hour counseling session, which is a live counseling session that we're going to turn off our signals at 11, and we're going to take in her signal till 1. So that's going to change our body temperatures, change our body time and temperatures and everything. That means I won't be able to go to bed until after 2 unless someone else takes care of the channel for me. And I'll just have to work and believe or work out or do something and trust God. But from 11 to 1 is going to be her new broadcast coming on Monday through Friday. So that's two shows. Then we just added Ron. Last name is something. I'll tell you right now what his name is. If you go to our archives, you'll see all the names of these great people. And I put them in as celebrities, but, you know, I'm going to change it. My pastor even recommended I change that. And I listen to my pastor when he speaks. He's like E.F. Hutton. If you're old enough to remember the commercials, you know, E.F. Hutton spoke or spake or whatever you call it, people listened. And I'm going to go right here. It's a 2012 celebrity interview. And it was actually, his name is John. It'll be at the bottom with Trace Embry. Here it is. Trace Embry and John. It is not letting me see it. Doggone it. John something. I'll just pause it when it starts. And no, didn't work. Anyway, John. His name is John. Anyway, we added Pastor Dr. Colson, John Colson's, or Dr. Colson's interviews on show on our show, on our station, which is a 30-minute show every week. We're going to have his shows on here. So that's the fourth show. Then we added Divine Interventions, which is our fifth show. And they're going to be syndicated as well, so we may be able to shut down the signal or play their repeats or their archives on our station. And we actually added six shows, and that will be Miss Shirley Mitchell. She'll be on there as well, and she has a show called Agent Outside the Box. It's basically, I'll give you her titles of her books. It's a Fabulous After 50, Savvy After 60, and Sexy After 70. And we hit it off well, me and Cruiser, which is her publicist, and she and her, we did really well on the interviews together. And you're going to be able to hear those if you go to Midwatch in 2012, NRB. So I'm going to change that title right now that I got you on this right now. We're going to fix that right now. And either way, we did a good thing out there. We seen some good things happen, and we got that opened up. So okay, so we got shows. And we got interviews. So we got interviews and we got new shows. So we got six new shows going to start with the Rev. And we're probably going to have more. And Rev Media TV was something that we're just launching in that area. So, I mean, in the U.S. So we're going to try and get that going as well with these places. And one thing we did get for Rev Media TV was this. And that was, we got several things. Okay, we got Rev Media TV. We got enough content to start our movie channel. Come on. Now that's got to be awesome. We got enough content to start our movie channel. Now that's God. Now that is God, that we can get enough people to partner with to get enough video to play our own movie. So we literally have our own movie channel now. Now we just got to get it together and work it out and get it built on the Revenue TV, which only takes a little bit of time. So I will be busy with that, my friends. I'm excited about it because it is something that is dear to my heart, which is making movies. And if I'm faithful to being a blessing to those who made movies already, then God will be faithful to me and allow me to make those as well. Another thing is we teamed up with Annie Jimenez, and you're going to hear her broadcast in just a minute. And I'm basically going to let you hear Annie Jimenez and Julie Elias' interview. And if we got time, we're going to throw in Jason Barron, Miss America. And then tomorrow we'll do Phil Kagi. And we're just going to replay some of these that I think that are good. And I'll make some comments about it as well. And we're just excited. And we're excited about that. So let's go to one of those interviews real quick. We're going to go ahead and go to Annie Jimenez. And she is talking about what's coming up in her ministry.
You're listening to Midwatch with the Rev.
We're going
to
cut into it right now.
Very special guest to kick off our broadcast here at the NRB convention. They've been so blessed to allow me to use the media room and set this thing up. And we have someone that is a bishop, and it's Bishop Ann Jimenez. And it is a wonderful pleasure to meet you here and to have you on the show. We had a divine appointment at an ice cream stand with Linda, one of her staff.
Amen.
And we just welcome you here.
Thank you. I am so delighted to be with you, David, and it's a privilege to be on your program.
I'm glad we had a cancellation just at the last minute, and this worked out. It's divine. You're here talking about America for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
But just give a few minutes, just a few lines or whatever on who you are, and I know who you are, but the people on the other end probably want to know too.
Well, probably a lot of people listening will remember the Washington for Jesus rallies in the 80s and the 90s. My husband was the coordinator and the director of those. It was his vision. And we went to Washington, D.C. and prayed on the mall. When we went in 1980, there were over 600,000 people gathered to pray from all across America. And we called it again in 88, and in 96 we went back. And my husband's going to be with the Lord now. Mm-hmm. Before he passed away in 2008, he said, "Ann, somebody's going to call the church to pray again for the nation, a national prayer." He said, "But this time it won't be me." Mm. And well, I never dreamed that it would be me. And the Lord just put it in my heart. I heard people talking, they said, "You know, the church has got to pray. We've got to do something. Our nation's in trouble, and we need to get together, and we need to pray." And I sent an email to a friend, pastor, minister that I really trust, and trust him in the Lord. And he prayed about it, and he sent me back an email, and he said, "Bishop Ann," he said, "we've got to do something for our nation morally. The
Amen.
Soul of our nation is sick."
Amen.
And it's, when we go to pray, he said, "It's not about who's in the White House, and it's not about the finances. It's about the soul of our nation is sick, and we've got to go before God." Well, that was my wow moment. After I read that email, I pushed back. I said, "I have no choice. I must." I began to put out letters and emails to major leaders. And David, every major leader began to say, "I remember the Washington for Jesus rallies. I know what this is about. And we're on. We're involved." And just across the board, so many. We're having it's September 28th and 29th of this year.
Okay.
We're calling a solemn assembly in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And it will be on a Saturday, Friday and a Saturday. The Friday will be a great youth rally on the mall. This is Constitution Mall, Independence Mall, right there where the Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia. And there's three blocks. We've got the mall, and we've got hotel rooms all over blocked out. I think we got 7,000 hotel rooms blocked out.
My goodness.
So if you want to come, and it's a cry in my heart, I'm saying this is a call to intercessors. Mm. This is a call to, you know, front and center, report for duty. We're going on the mall and pray for our nation, for God to come in with his presence on this nation, and God turn our nation back to God. And I believe every intercessor that hears this, we are 40 days away from the national elections. At the mall, we will call a 40-day fast to the nation to pray for our nation and pray for God to come in and turn our country around. It's not about, we're not praying about candidates. We're not praying about who's in the White House. You know, someone said to me, "Both parties have been in the White House and we keep going down more every time." So man doesn't have the answer. And David, you know, I believe if money could buy the finest minds, the most intelligent people, I believe the money's already been spent to get people to figure this mess out. And man doesn't have the answer.
Absolutely.
The only answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. And America must come back to God.
Amen.
We must
Amen.
Turn back to God.
Amen. I completely agree with you. There's one thing that I run into out there when I visit churches and visit ministries, and that is some of them are always putting the blame on, "Oh, well, who's in office?" Or, "Oh, well, it's because we can't do this." They go, "No, if we pray."
Yes.
If we pray.
Yes.
There's
yes.
something about just praying. I mean, I really believe that the outbreaks of this 80s and the 90s in ministry, we've seen some phenomenal things. I
mean, yes,
we had
did.
The healing ministry, the prophecy ministry, all that came through, but there was a lot more prayer back then.
Yes,
it wasn't just the presidents, and it wasn't just the people in Congress. It was people knew how to pray. But I think, you know, devices like what I have here is distracting. I have cell phones are distracted. Twitter, Facebook is distracted. It's keeping people from getting in front of Jesus. So they'd rather be in front of a system or software doing something. And it's going to take us having to pray. I love America for Jesus. I mean,
we've got to come back and seek God's face. You know, there was a great awakening around 1730s, started up in New England, and it culminated down in Philadelphia. But the cry then, we hear so many quote the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I'll hear and heal their land.
Absolutely.
But in 1730s, the Great Awakening, they didn't quote that scripture, David. What they prayed for was the presence of God to come in to America. And you know, if you've read history, the saloons were emptied. People were standing on street corners praying, joining hands and praying. And everywhere, there were prayer meetings everywhere, places of business. The presence of God became so prevalent. But you know, we forget too easy. We forget. We get distracted, like you said.
Yes.
And we forget. I want to tell everyone that's listening and watching that you can go online, afj12.org.
Amen.
afj12.org. That stands for America for Jesus, 2012.org. That's the long one. This is the short one, afj12.org. Now, on Friday, September the 28th, there will be a great youth rally and with Lou Engle and Ron Luce with Teen Mania. They're calling a great youth rally on the mall. And then beginning Saturday morning at the rising of the sun, we will be on that mall praying. And national leaders from all across America will come and be leading in prayer. Many of you know leaders like Lou Engle, Cindy Jacobs, Ron Luce, Bishop Harry Jackson. And oh my, the list just goes on and on. Everyone is saying to me, I remember. And I'm coming. Count me in. I'm going to be there.
Well, you're making me inspired. I may come and cover the event.
You should.
I would definitely love to come and get out there and be a part of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? It's going to take people that are saying, well, I'll catch the next one. Or, well, maybe I'll do it the other time. Until we all put our heart into something, until we all step out and say, we're going to do this, we're going to make this happen, it's going to take that kind of effort. And you know what? It's going to take that kind of attitude. Your attitude determines your blessings.
Absolutely.
Your attitude will determine if you're going to, if you have a, the Bible talks so much about it. If you have a giving attitude, a loving attitude, if you have charity, these things.
Let me tell you just a little bit about why Philadelphia.
Okay.
Because people say, well, you went to Washington before. Why are we going to Philadelphia? It had just been pointed out to us about 6 months ago that Philadelphia was the first capital of our nation. And in Philadelphia, and of course, the wonderful buildings that are there, was where the writings were made, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, so many of those important writings. But 100 years before that, William Penn came to America, and Pennsylvania was given to his family because the king owed his family so much money, and so they gave him property in America, the new land, and they called it Pennsylvania. William Penn was a Quaker, really knew the Lord, and that was the only colony that was not garrisoned. They didn't carry guns. Then he made the Indians, they call them the First Nation people, they were part of society. They were set on juries. They sat on city councils. They were involved in, they walked the streets. They did not carry guns. And his motto was, let's see what love will do. And he made the statement perhaps about Philadelphia, perhaps God will make this the seed of a nation. And that he was talking about Philadelphia, and out of Philadelphia, it was the seed of a nation. Out of that sprung all of our national constitution, everything we live by today. We're going back to the headwaters of America. We're going back 2 Kings 2:19, where they said the land is beautiful, but the water is poison. And the prophet said, bring me a new cruse of salt. He went to the springs, and that means the headwaters. He went to the headwaters, threw the salt in, and salt covenant speaks of a covenant with God, Amen. And the waters were healed. Well, let's see America healed.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you, my sister. And in everything that you do on this, I would love to see what we can do and how we can help you and how we can make things
Thank
work.
You.
Because, you see, there is a need, a yes. need for people to keep praying. You know, people pray. They
yes,
know.
Yes.
They do. But they need to keep praying.
Yes.
And the thing is, we need to pray over things that aren't just what we need. I mean, yeah. it's easy to pray for, hey, I need this to come
yes.
in, Lord. Lord, you know, there's two things that operate in the realms out there, and that's fear and faith.
Yes, yes.
Both, and there's a spirit behind both of them. There's,
yes.
there's a spirit of fear that God doesn't give us. But
right.
fear will keep you from doing things and keep things from happening. Fear will keep you from making from things coming into your life because, oh, I'm not going to make it, and I'm not going to get things that I need. But when you put faith.
Yes.
But it takes you doing something, like going to an event like this.
It's time to get up. You know, and again, I'm calling all the intercessors in America, come to Philadelphia, and we're beginning a 40 days of prayer and fasting for God to heal our land. This is probably one of the most momentous, important occasions that we as the church have ever come up to. And you're right, David, we've got to stand up and we've got to push back the darkness. We've got to
Absolutely.
Push it back for our sake, our children's sake, and for our nation's sake.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's give that address one more time.
All right, afj12.org. Go on the web, afj12.org. Go on there, you'll find out all the information. You'll find out about the youth rally. You'll find out about hotels and transportation. Everything is on the website. Go there.
Is there a way that they could volunteer there as well to help?
Oh, yes,
okay.
yes. Oh, I forgot one other thing. We're doing a project, we're calling it Love Philadelphia.
Okay.
We are getting Operation Blessing. We're asking a couple of us, Convoy of Hope and Samaritan Purse, we hope are going to join us. We're going to do a benevolent outreach
Amen.
There in Philadelphia.
Amen.
And not just come through the city, a crowd come there and gone one day, but we're wanting to bless the city. And we're hoping to go in even before school starts with coats and book bags for children and tell them America for Jesus is coming and we're blessing you. And then we want these convoys of hope to come in with benevolent food and clothing to
Amen.
Bless. And the Salvation Army, we are believing, are going to be our distribution points there.
Amen. Amen. So there's plenty of things you can do.
Yes.
There's plenty of things you can tie up. Main thing is go to the site. There's,
yes.
there's contact information
yes.
there. And see where you fit in. Because I tell you what, unless you do something, nothing will get done.
Right. You know, we can sit back and wait for somebody else to do it, and it'll never get done. But
Amen.
We've got to stand up. And I think, Lord, me a woman, you know, and the Lord said, this, stand up and fight, Deborah. Stand
Amen.
Up and fight.
Amen.
And go to war.
I see the work you're doing. I seen it online before we even met. I tell
Hallelujah.
You, maybe God prepared me for this day.
Yes.
But I know this. You're a woman of action, and God's given you a huge ministry. He put it in your hands to run, and you're running
yes.
it, and people are being
yes.
changed. This is a genuine woman of faith, a pioneer of faith, if I can say that. And just we're blessed to have you today.
Thank you, David. It's
we're
my privilege to be with you today.
Well,
God
bless
you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Good. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have our next guest, Dr. James Markham. And that was Miss Annie Jimenez over there at the NRB. I just got an email from her people, if you want to call it that. They got people. And Linda, we're going to be talking about what we're going to be doing in September and how we can promote and help them and how they can help us. So God opened up some doors. God opened up some doors. But the person I want you to hear as well, besides her, is Jason. Jason was an awesome, and I say everybody was awesome there, but to find someone like Jason and Julie whose heart were like my heart, and even John Slitt from Petra whose heart was just, I just want to see God move. We're going to play Jason right now. This is Jason Bear. He used to be praise and worship leader. Now he's doing what he wanted to do 40 years into the ministry here. He's 40 years old, been in the ministry since he was a child from his conversation with me. So here's his interview. Let me know what you think. God bless. Just hold on. Jason, tell me about yourself for a minute.
Oh, well, I've just, music and ministry has been a part of my life as far back as I can remember. I was a preacher's kid.
Absolutely.
So grew up in church my
Absolutely.
Whole life. And so music was seemed to be one of those avenues that early on I began to walk down. I come from a very musical family, not just ministry oriented, but musically oriented. So both my parents sang, musicians. And,
okay.
So it's something that music and ministry was something that was really the natural thing for me to step into. And
Amen.
So that's what I've been doing pretty much for 30 some years now. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. Well, I'm a PK too.
Oh, wow, okay.
I grew up
that.
In faith. No, it, you know, it produces some good people and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're working on this new CD, or this new CD is available already?
Well, yeah, I've got a CD that came out this past year. I actually did two projects last year, Beautiful Design, which was my national release, and then I did a Christmas EP that came out early fall last year called Have You Heard? And off of both of those records, I had some kind of some great radio success.
Have You Heard sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it was a Billboard Top 20 hit this past Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. Number one spot, Christian Music Weekly.
Yeah, and that was on my single from 2010, which was called For the First Time. That was the one that was hit the number one spot. So, and then Have You Heard went number two on the Inspo charts and then stayed in the Billboard Top 20 for 3 or 4 weeks. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So Have You Heard, tell us what inspired you to write this song.
Yeah, the first song I ever finished writing completely as a whole, music, lyrics, and all, was when I was about 14 years old, and it was a Christmas song. And ever since that day, I've always wanted to put out a Christmas record, wanted to do, you know, all original stuff and just bring people back to the magic and to the beauty and the wonder of Christmas, just like we heard it as a child when we heard the story for the first time.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the idea that I had with this record. And so I started putting music together, writing out these thoughts and these ideas. And then when I released the song for the first time that I produced with one of my producers on The Beautiful Design, it was a bonus track, actually.
Okay.
It was just a Christmas song we threw out at the last minute. It just was a quick idea we had. And it went number one. So it flipped us all out.
That, we were like, that freaked you out, did it?
Yeah, it did, completely.
You're like, I just threw that together.
I mean, it was just all in
like, what if
weeks.
I really put a lot of time together on something, right?
So we just decided, you know, let's just go ahead and do just a short Christmas release. Let's do five songs, you know, throw them together on the CD and let's see what happens. And from there, we had another huge successful single this past Christmas. So from there, we have plans now to finish and do a full Christmas record that will release early this fall. So we're kind of working that direction now.
Wow, that's a how long does it take to put an album together?
You know, it kind of, I guess, depends on how much time you want to put at one time, you know.
Okay.
But balancing, because I was a worship pastor for 16 years in a local
wow.
church.
Wow, so, tell us about that.
So it's you know, like I said, you know, music, I actually pursued this artist thing many, many years ago. I did a record with Gaither Music up in Indiana, and then from there kind of pursued a lot of things. I had couple radio singles that went out, never really did much, but I wasn't really ready for it at the time, and plus I had so many insecurities going on inside my own head, I just kind of pushed away from it. But then over the years, I just settled into being a music pastor in the local church. Did that
okay.
for 16 years. My wife and I are real faithful to it. Got two beautiful children now, and God's blessed us over the years, but He's always pulled me back to the heart of the fact that He gave me a vision, even as a small child, to write music and to grace platforms, not only across this nation, but across the world, and share the message that God's given me about destiny, about purpose, about hope, and about people, you know, not just surviving in this world, but changing it.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I'm doing now.
So that desire to be a music artist,
right?
It didn't die.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, even though you're doing praise and worship and you were content.
Yeah.
But something in you was needing to be,
right.
was tugging at you.
Right.
And that's amazing, because you know there's a sermon I usually do, and it's for people. It's called Broken Dreams.
Oh yeah.
And people walk away and they get hurt and they don't ever pick it up again.
They do.
I'm excited to hear that you stood positive.
Yeah.
That you kept walking and you said, you know what, it may have not worked now, but I'm in God's time, not my time.
Right. Exactly.
And then it worked out, and now, I mean, goodness, Christian Music Weekly number one spot.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably never imagined that would even happen.
I did not this early in the game, at least. You know.
Oh well, tell us about your new album right here.
Well, We've got Beautiful Design, Have You Heard, that we did this past year. And right now we're working for some new things. We've got two new projects in the works. But what we did was we took two of the brand new songs that we've written for the new records that's coming later in the year. One is called You Never Change, and the other song is called Hope Again. And we have released both of these singles together.
Okay.
Right here. It's a unique thing, I know, but we had such a heart to get both these songs out, because the message in both of them speak to the transition that I'm in my life right now, leaving something that I've known for 16 years to pursue something that's been a dream and a vision since I was 5 years old, basically, to do, and something that I suppressed for so many years because I was scared that everyone else was better. I was scared that everyone else was the ones that was gifted to do this, and not me. But I had to realize, God, if you've created me, then you've created me to do this thing. If you give me this vision, then you must be equipping me for it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's what I'm doing. And so these two songs, You Never Change and Hope Again, are both incorporating the idea that, you know what, God's love for us, he promises that he'll never leave us, never forsake us. In the midst of the transitions and the biggest trials of our life and the places where we are, he's His love remains faithful.
Absolutely.
He's there. It remains. It stays the same. And it gives us the ability to hope, to live, to dream, and to pursue whatever he's called us to do.
Absolutely. One thing that I'm looking at, even, you know, I'm 40, and I have a station, a radio station, TV station, and the very first thing I would have done was travel and preach and minister.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what drives me. That's what I love to do, the healing services. And
it's
me.
Right.
But God had me build it all backwards.
Right.
You know, and it's like I went and took care of this publishing business and took care of this radio station, and now we're doing, you know, we're here at the NRB. And God, but see, God used those doors. God used your praise and worship to prepare you, season you, mature you, and work on everything inside you. And then also, he let you. And the thing I like to say is, he lets you be around people.
He does.
I mean, because when you're out and you're traveling and you're preaching, you're not you preach and you go back. And the same thing as a music artist, you're not tangible where people can touch you and talk to you. But when you're out there pastoring or you're out there praising and worshiping and you're out there working in the workforce, so there's a lot of dreams and stuff that are out there that are still in people, and your story is encouraging.
Exactly.
It lets them know that, hey, you can be whatever age. God's going to turn your dream on when it's time to turn that dream on.
And I love what you're saying, because the thing is, I feel that God exposes us to things. He lets us go through things because it's not just for us, but someone else needs this message. Someone else is going through the same places, and that's the people that you're talking about that we get to be out there and meet. It's the people that are in the place that we've already walked through and been through, so we can be a light to help lead them into what God's calling them to.
Amen. You know, I was reading some of your bio and some of your stuff during the week, and Kickstarter.
Yeah.
What is that?
Kickstarter is interesting. I actually had a friend that did this. She was on American Idol, and she actually co-wrote one of these new singles with me.
Okay.
But she did it for a project she was doing, and it was just unbelievable how she was able to pull this money together to financially support the project that she was doing. And so I said, she told me about it one day, and I was like, you know, I would love to do this, but I don't know that I could get the support off of it. But she said, you know what? You never know till you try it. And what's the worst thing that can happen? You can put it out there, and if you don't get the money, oh, well, you don't get it. But if you do, you do. So I threw the thing out, you know, put the campaign together, and we did it. And within just a few short weeks, we pulled together the money and then some for what we were looking for. And it actually financed the Christmas project that we did this past year, and basically opened the door and gave us the avenue and the ability to release this music to the world.
Wow. Now, is Kickstarter, is that for everyone?
Yes, for everyone. I mean, whoever's got a project, something creative that you're wanting to work on and do, if you don't have the finances to do it, let me tell you, God uses all kinds of tools these days.
Oh, wow.
That's for sure.
And how can they find out more information about that?
All you got to do is go to Kickstarter.com. And there on the website, it lays out everything for you.
Okay.
And basically gives you the ability to get your music out there and find supporters and backers and people outside of the people that you know yourself personally.
You know, God wants it to get done. And God's put the funds in this world to take care of what you need to get done. And it's just about creating the access avenue for you. And this is one of them. And you know, and people generally want to support a good thing.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I mean, people do. I mean, when the kids come and knock on the door with little cookies, you try and find $7 or $12 to buy little cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Or you try, because it's a good thing.
Right.
People want to support a good thing when it comes to your life and your ministry.
How many Girl Scout cookies have I bought over the
years?
Oh,
Lord. I'll tell you what, those little girls know I live at this house, and I'm going to buy all the peanut butter they can bring me.
Me too, the tag-alongs. I've had like 4 boxes in the past few days.
My wife answered the door the other day, let me tell you. And when she answered the door, it was the Girl Scout girls. And she goes, "What happened?" I go, "Did you get my cookies?" "No, I just told them that we were getting them. I already got them somewhere else." I go, "No, that's my. I support them every year." I wave her down, and she came back, and I go, "Well, when the lady answers, you keep bringing until I come over there."
Okay? Yeah.
What is going to happen in 2012, my brother?
2012 is a great year so far. We have launched out from the full time career as a music pastor now. Onto the road full time. This is what I'm doing. We're booking dates anywhere we can get them.
Okay.
I'll go anywhere to a crowd of 10,000 or 10. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
to me.
Wow.
God's
wow.
called me to share this gospel, and he's called me to do it in a specific way, and I'm aimed and ready to go and just get the music and the message out there. So we're doing booking everywhere. We're doing a lot of television, a lot of radio,
okay.
a lot of different
right.
things, two new projects in the works. So we've got a lot happening this year.
All right. Well, that top book is yours. It should have your name. Make sure it's got your name on it.
Perfect. Let's see if
and
it
it's the front page.
You got it.
Okay,
it
has my contact information, Jason.
Okay.
And I want you to contact me. I'll let you know how to get this video and this audio.
Okay.
And then also, this is going to be on Rev Media TV, so we're going to take the video and tie it to the audio, and I'm going to do a 30-minute show, and it's going to be the last 15 minutes of that show.
Gotcha.
And then also, we also have churches and stuff that I know, so maybe I can get you some booking dates sooner, or I can just at least give you the information
Absolutely.
And let them know that, hey, I sent you that way. And I have a church in Houston, so if you're in the Kingwood area, Atascocita area, Just let us know.
That'd
and then it's not a big church, but it's a great church. Praise God. Hey, praise God. You know, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. Why don't you give your contact information?
Sure.
I'm sure everybody wants to listen and
sure.
hear.
Sure. We have a website, jasonbare.com. That's Jason, B-A-R-E.com. And there you can go and you can see our tour page. You can figure out how to get us. If you want to get me booked in your area, we have an email, which is booking@jasonbare.com. You can email us there. And so anything pretty much that you need to find out about me and what's
jasonbare.com.
jasonbare.com.
Hey, that's cool.
It.
All right, man. God bless you.
Thank
Let me
you
get
so
that
much,
microphone
man.
From you. I'm going to need it for the next interview.
Sure thing. I'll leave it with you.
And, you know, just have a blessed time here at the event.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
And that was Jason Bare, and you can go visit him at jasonbare.com. He's a good man of God and a seasoned man of God, a man that has walked in worship and in faith. And we're excited to have him. We're excited to have him on the show. And that was Jason Bare. And Annie Jimenez before that. And I want to tell you that these shows that I'm rebroadcasting to you are just an encouragement to you and just really trying to get you excited about what we're going to. I want you to pray that we're going to be going to the NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters, which I told you at the top of the show. We're going to be going to that possibly in April 16th or the 19th. And then we have the ICRS, which is the International Christian Retail Show, that we'll be doing interviews there. We're not going to be doing interviews at NAB. We're going to be doing interviews at the ICRS. At NAB, I'm going to probably try and meet as many ministers and movie industry people as I can, as well as take in all the technology that they have. And that's in Vegas, but we're going to be at the ICRS. We're sure going to be registering this next few days and getting ourselves ready to do the media out there, because we're excited. We're excited to see what we're going to be doing and who we're going to be interviewing and how long we're going to be there. So keep us in prayer. These are some of the things that we do. These are some of the things that we try and get done. These are some of the things that are important to us in making things happen. And like I said before, whatever you want to do, God will do it, but you got to be faithful in just the small things, and he will give you greater things. And greater things are always yet to come. Well, I'm going to go and let you go. We're going to cut out a little bit early today. We have some more interviews that we're going to do and get that done. So I will catch you next time on the Midwatch. If you listen to us, you'll listen to us, and you'll hear some great things. God bless you, my friends. We'll catch you next time.
Colossians chapter 3.
Okay, that's the wrong thing playing again. Anyway, we'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. I'm blaring my ear out here, so we'll catch you next time. Remember, you can always reach me, david@revmedianetwork.com. Catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you. We'll be right back.